Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How are you doing? How do you do? It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at your service. And on your side, the new information from studies tracking national consumer sentiment on recovery and purchase intentions for many different categories. There were 1,000 adults in the survey. It was done late last week. This survey was done in April as well. The shift of attitude by consumers in this period was incredible. How many more people are out there buying? Good example of it is the car business. The car business has ballooned in the last week to almost the same level as it was prior, like last February. February is a traditional month of car sales. Remember when you were kids growing up, it was the President's Day sale, buy a car. Remember that? That was when the car business really took off in the beginning of the year. January, you never see much car buying. But February, wow, this was the way to give it a shot in the arm. And so right now, people are, you know, all these deals. I wondered out loud with our car guy, Nick Miles, how many of these deals, you know, they can buy a car, no money down, you don't have to pay for it for 3 months. How many of those things are going to be repoed in 3 months? But the car people don't seem to care, because what they did is basically essentially clean a lot of stuff off the lot so they could bring in new stuff so they can sell it on favorable, still pretty favorable terms. But they actually will make legitimate sales, and even if they have to take the stuff back, they figure they can turn it over, because people's attitude, like especially this time of year and under the conditions that we find ourselves in, where people don't want to fly. They don't want to go on a bus. They don't want to go on a train. They want to drive. And many people look at, okay, I'm going to take a trip across the country or whatever. I'm going to buy a new car to do it. So I think that's going to be a, and it's always the car business and home starts are usually the two best indicators of where the economy is and or is going. And I don't know where you are, ladies, but where I am, the sale of used. What do you call a house that's been used? It's an older house. I don't know. There's a term for it, but
a house
anyway.
That's been used. Most houses have been used.
Yeah, most houses. Right. But you know what I mean.
Non-new construction.
Yes. So new construction is very healthy, and the sale of, at least in my neck of the woods, very expensive properties. Man, the guy that lived in my old house. Remember when I what was it 4 years? It was April of 2016 when I sold my old Ponderosa, and people that bought it came in excitedly. I moved around the corner to the house I'm in now, and they went to town and fixed it all up, and they're now, it went on the market 3 weeks ago for $4.7 million, and in 15 minutes they had a buyer and an agreement like that. Bingo. So, you know, there are a lot of people, and these people are in their early 50s, I think, and bought it. That's not a standard in terms of money, for sure, but it is a standard as to people wanting to move in. And it seems there are a lot of people in my neck of the woods who are coming here who don't want to live in the upper-priced zip codes because it costs more money to live there. You can buy the same sort of house here for a couple of million bucks less. And there are a lot of, Framingham is a very diverse town, so there are a lot of houses that sell for $200,000 and a lot of houses that sell for $2 million. It just, that's the way it is. It's one of the things that I've appreciated about diversity, and maybe why I have the attitude that I do, because I grew up with a fellow, my actually best friend in high school, who was the police chief here for many years after being in the service. And he taught me a lot about how things work, but I didn't. But the police I grew up around as a youngster, who were, as I have described before, were just plain helpful, wondering out loud now still about some of the things. You know, I was talking about light bulbs going out and how to, you know, fix them maybe. And I gave some thought to what you said, Jennifer, about, well, is it the job of the police to do that? Well, maybe not, but it might be the job of somebody, some public servant.
They're called auto mechanics. But
if you're not able to get to an auto mechanic to be safe, and you don't, it seems an overkill to call a truck to have your car towed when a simple fix could be
done. Yeah, but you get
done.
Roadside assistance. People come out and get roadside
assistance. But what I'm saying is, why not make it
easy? But not everyone can afford to have roadside assistance.
That's not the problem of the police.
I don't agree. The police are there to help us out no matter what.
The police shouldn't even get pulled over for a busted taillight.
Public safety. Let's say a city employee comes by and checks to see if there's somebody on a park bench in the summertime, and the instead of the police coming along and saying, get out of here.
I don't think the police should have to deal with homeless people either. I think part of the problem is that the police's job in the beginning, you go back to American history.
Well, maybe redefine public safety then, a public service.
I think it depends on what the issue is.
Because I'm not calling a social worker to have someone be coaxed off my patio. I mean, who is that person?
Well, if you call the police and say there's a homeless person here, then they should be dispatching a social worker, not cops.
Well, maybe
it
shouldn't be somebody to help out.
But there's no place for them to go. See, in Utopia, it's all really great. And, Doug, I appreciate the fact that you live in a neighborhood that's relatively peaceful and that people have the money to keep themselves safe. I don't live in that area. I live in an area where it's a very diverse community. I take issue with people saying, well, that's a black community, because my community is a black, Latino, and white community. It is all mixed. It is not
it's
like
diverse.
It's diverse. So
represents much more than it used to.
Again, we get into trouble when we start painting broadly. The LAPD, where I can speak from, is underfunded, it's understaffed, and you can see it in my neighborhood. And the answer is to not defund them or to make them go out there and change people's taillights. The answer is to use them for law and order and to keep the peace in a community like mine. And so I appreciate the fact that if police officers have time, that they will pull over and help. And by the way, that happens all the time. I was just talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago who had a California Highway Patrol pull up behind and help her change a tire. And that was something that didn't have to be done, but they did it because they had had the time to do it. But why tie their hands to make them into auto mechanics when there's actual stuff that's going on in people's community that needs help?
I'm not saying that they need to be auto mechanics. What I'm saying is that you should not get pulled over for a busted taillight. That should not be the part of the police's job. And that it gets used as an excuse for these quote-unquote routine traffic stops, and people end up dead sometimes. So I don't think the police should deal with homeless people. I think they should deal with just people breaking the law. And I think that the problem is we've expected too much. You know, a cat's up a tree, you call the fire department. That's ridiculous. You know,
happens here all the time.
We've put way too much on the police.
Who do you call?
Well, because that's part of what the reform would be. If you defund the police and you reduce the size of the force, and in a lot of places you could easily reduce the size of the force.
I can tell you right now.
And invest that money back into the community, where maybe you have a public safety neighborhood watch that's a totally non-police.
As long as it doesn't lead to more people being employed and more.
Well, it is. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have a gigantic amount of social workers walking around the community, putting themselves in danger because they aren't trained to deal with people. For the homeless population in Los Angeles, which is at least counted at 60,000 deep, I think it's probably more accurate to say at least 100,000 deep. When you have them out there doing drugs and being violent with each other, and if you think that's a stereotype, that's fine, but come take a look. That's what happens. Then you're going to send some woman in there to go talk to him?
I think it's a case-by-case basis. Let's not paint a broad stroke.
We both have the right point of view. Jennifer's right about the danger involved. I think it has to be something that suits whatever locale you're in. But it's clear
it's
what we have going
itself.
Right now is not working in many areas.
We can all
it may work in great
size.
Places. And,
to say it's not one size fits all when the mayor of Los Angeles calls the police department killers? How insulting.
But what do you expect from him? He's a moron.
Well, he is a moron.
He's an opportunist.
But this moron's tone is being replicated all across the country where they're saying that police officers are killers. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to defund the police. You're going to dismantle the police, whatever word you want to use. And you're going to get terrible cops. No rational person is going to want to have to deal with the jackasses
that are out
there right
now. Actually,
no, I disagree.
They're going to keep the best ones.
No,
and they're going to get rid of a lot of the lower level ones.
Those best ones are going to go take a different job because they don't want to be treated like this. They don't want to have urine thrown on them.
Well,
they don't want to be spit at. And I can't blame them.
Part of it they've brought upon themselves. Some have. They just have. And it's so.
Okay,
it's very,
so is that the same thing if I go into a crowd of protesters this weekend and start spraying them with fire hoses and say, well, some of you looted last weekend, so I'm going to make sure
no,
that none of
you
stand.
No, but you see, we're overdoing it. We're overbaking. We're overcooking
well,
it.
When you say
because,
some
as
of them
you
have.
Said, some of them have. 17 half the hour on the DJV program. Don't forget our DJV show, Clip of the Day. We have a couple of them that have been implanted there in the last couple of days. Pro sports teams doing to get the season started was one of our discussions. What are they doing? And how is it going to work for games to be played here and there? We have that discussion at djvshow.com in our clip of the day. And also we had a conversation about Twitter, whether they were right or wrong, designating user tweets as fake news. That's a pretty good conversation as well, and one that we all should have. So that clip also is there. The clip of the day, the social media fact-checking one, and the return of pro sports. Check it out at djvshow.com, where you can listen to the program in its entirety. Click the listen button, djvshow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
I can't wait to get on the road again. I'm gonna go to LA this weekend. I need to get on the road. Whenever we play a song from Willie Nelson, I always like it when that's the one. I never get tired of this song.
You? I can't wait to get on the road again.
And his new song, Still Not Dead. That's a good one. Willie and Annie Nelson teaming up with Paul Simon and Edie Raquel for A Night for Austin, a TV and live stream benefit to aid the Texas Capitol. It'll premiere on the 10th, which is Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern. Two-hour benefit concert will be, a lot of performances. Willie's there. Paul, James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, Boz Gags, Eddie Brickell, Nora Jones, the Black Pumas. I don't know them. Who do we know?
They're awesome. They're a new, kind of soul group. I'm so into them. Yeah, they're amazing. Yep.
All right, good. Gary Clark Jr., Lucas Nelson, Charlie Sexton, Doyle Bramall II, Ethan Hawke, Renee Zellweger, Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, others also appearing. That is produced by Willie's Luck Productions. Features a virtual tip jar. That'll be interesting. All proceeds be donated to the Austin Community Foundation's fund, which aids Music Cares Austin, the Central Texas Food Bank, and various other local charities. I think his ranch is pretty close to Austin, isn't it? Doesn't he live pretty close to Austin?
It is in Austin, I believe.
It is
right?
In Austin itself,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Luck Ranch, yeah.
Yeah. Willie and Luck Productions says, quote, means a lot for us to be able to support this community that's always inspired and provided for us, and we're excited to be doing this alongside an amazing group of talented individuals and organizations, artists, who themselves represent the unique fabric and soul that makes Austin our home. So can't wait to get on the road again. There we go. All right, so Paul Simon, Willie Nelson, pretty good group. Wait, Paul Simon live down there? Or just Willie Heen, Willie Nelson?
I guess they're just friends. Yeah. Edie Brickell is from Texas, his wife, Edie. And they're friends with Willie, so I guess maybe it's just something
they all these
they're,
Woody
I think,
and
actually,
Willie.
I think Edie Brickell's father left her a ranch down there, too, so they probably do spend time there.
Okay. Well, I think Woody and Willie have become friends, and Owen Wilson and Ethan Hawke, that's probably, Renee, they're probably friends with Woody Harrelson. So so that's probably how they get in the door there. Interesting how this all takes shape. So good luck to them. I hope they do well. 26 after the hour, Vince Johnson, whose music first reached a lot of households through the Netflix documentary Tiger King, dropped a new country rock song about Carole Baskin. You may want to help me with this a little bit because...
Jen, did you see the video for this? It's called Killer Carole.
Killer Carole, yeah.
No, I got to see it. Is this what... Oh, this was what you sent me this weekend. I forgot to click on it.
Yeah,
okay,
it's amazing. So the video is crazy. It's I'm sure she's going to sue him for, you know, whatever she sued Joe Exotic for.
Carole Baskin?
Yeah, because it's basically just he runs through the whole song, Killer Carole. He just runs through all the scenarios of how she killed her husband. So,
I love that.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really good.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so this is the guy, in case people who have seen Tiger King and aren't placing Vince Johnson, every time Joe Exotic did a quote-unquote music video, it was Vince Johnson's voice that was singing. So Joe Exotic never admitted that he never sang any of his own country songs. He just, you know, people found out. Because in the Netflix show, he does all these videos, and it just doesn't seem to fit with his voice. It's kind of like a Milli Vanilli thing. And so it turns out it was Vince Johnson all along.
All right. Well, there it is, the story behind the story of Killer Carole and the new Tiger King song. It's 28 minutes after the hour. I'm absent when it comes to the Tiger King. I leave it to the ladies.
You got
to
watch it.
You have to.
I haven't watched any TV for 10 days. So stays light.
Dougie's
working on the farm. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After this weekend, painted in bright yellow letters outside the White House are the words defund the police, which is a rallying cry for a movement to combat police brutality and racism that has exploded across the nation. And President Donald Trump says that will not be happening in America.
We can't give up the finest law enforcement anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it. Few people, few countries have our record. And I'm talking about the positive record. So we're going to be discussing some ideas and some concepts and some things. But we won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities who want to try, but it's going to be very, very sad situation.
Attorney General William Barr has maintained a more hopeful rhetoric that police reform could be achieved without defunding the police. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
New York City's transit system has reopened, and USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The head of the MTA, Pat Foy, is urging all subway and bus riders to still use face coverings. He also says the MTA is doing its part by doing very rigorous cleaning.
Every car is being disinfected every night, stations twice a day. We're going to continue that disinfecting. We're doing some really innovative piloting with ultraviolet light, which kills the COVID-19 virus.
Ridership was expected to soar come Monday morning as hundreds of thousands of people were expected to go back to work, but reports are ridership was light on both the subway and buses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. prosecutors and attorneys for Britain's Prince Andrew sniped at each other across the Atlantic, each saying the other side was to blame for the Duke's failure to participate in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking probe. Andrew's lawyer said in a statement that he's offered 3 times this year to speak with U.S. investigators after being assured that he has not and never been a target of their criminal investigation. Hours later, U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Jeffrey S. Berman, issued a statement saying the prince has tried to falsely portray himself to the public as eager and willing to cooperate, even as he repeatedly declines his interview. One of the women who was sexually abused by Epstein as a teenager, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, has claimed the financier flew her around the world on private planes to have sex with powerful men, including encounters with Andrew in London. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 34 at the hour on today's DJV program. It's the DJV show, if you will, a DJV experience, the DJV extravaganza. Jennifer Horn is here lending her talent, her thoughts, her brain, her mouth, her voice to the discussions, as is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The two biggies that we continue to be focused on, the virus and the police. All kinds of things that are connected to both of those items. Just as an aside, we were talking off the air about the situation with Ryan Seacrest, who apparently is okay, even though he had that last episode of American Idol look like he had something really going on with him. He wants to move back to L.A. because he doesn't like living in New York. Once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker, and once an Angelian, I think you're always an Angelian. Is that, do you think that's accurate, ladies? Because you're both from either side of the world.
A lot of people move, lifestyle.
Yeah, a lot of people move to New York and hate it. And I think you can move. Yeah, he's from Georgia. He's been in California for the bulk of his career. So, yeah, look, New York is, it's not for everybody. If you're used to driving your car everywhere in L.A., and if you're used to, you know, just having less people around you, then New York is not going to be a favorite place for
you. I always thought it'd be fun to live in New York for, like, 3 months. But I don't think I would want any more than that.
Right.
It's just too much stress.
Yeah.
I have enough of that already. I don't need to
Some people call it excitement, Jennifer. Yeah. But other people, they call it action. I want to congratulate Richard Thomas, who lives in Vero Beach, Florida. He won our first of two works contests last Friday. We were talking about his father and for his involvement in being the right caller, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We gave him one of those Works 40-volt PowerShare 20-inch lawnmowers. He said he had a quarter of an acre of lawn. He went right for it. It's exactly what this mower is all about. It has no engine. It has an electric motor. You squeeze the handle after it's all charged up, press the button, and bingo. And it's so easy. It charges up about 8 or 9 minutes. Very cool. A lot of good traction. A lot of people are very excited about getting these. They're worth about $400. So congratulations to Mr. Thomas, and we will give away another one this Friday here on the DJV program. So let's get to the drug. We've been talking about drugs. I was going to say drug, but the drugs and the ups and the downs of whether we've got enough, whether we have the right one, kind of embarrassing what's been happening in the journals with regard to the cocktail. But now there is, what is it, Remdesivir or whatever the hell
Remdesivir.
That too. All right. So how are we doing? The supplies are dwindling. Is that the story, Victoria?
The U.S. government's current supply of Remdesivir, which as of right now is the only known drug to help lessen the effects of COVID-19. It's not a cure. It's kind of like it's been likened to a Tamiflu. If you have the virus and you catch it early enough, then Remdesivir has been shown on average to shave off about 4 days off of a hospital stay. So it's not a cure, but it does help lessen it. But now I guess the government's last shipment of the drug will go out on June 29th that week. And after that, Gilead Sciences, which is the company that makes the drug, they said they're ramping up to make more, but it's unclear how much will be available this summer. I'm assuming they're planning a little bit longer term in case we get a second wave in the fall, which is still a very real possibility. And so hopefully, because right now all the cases, even in the hardest hit states like New York and New Jersey, we're down to the total new cases is down now to the lowest it's been since this all began. So as we go into a sort of dormant phase of the virus this summer, hopefully they'll have Remdesivir back up. And by then, the proper study that the World Health Organization is going to do on hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin, the Z-Pak. So hopefully we'll have some more data on that as well. Because I think in order for people, and because I'm in New Jersey and everybody commutes, my husband commutes to New York City, and we're not that far outside the city, I think for people to feel comfortable going back into an office environment or commuting on a train or a bus, there needs to be a very solid treatment available. Because a vaccine probably isn't going to happen until maybe next year. But I think if people know that there's a very reliable kind of, you know, broad scale treatment, then I think people will feel better about going back to work.
Speaking of going back to work, a huge swath of the workforce shifted to working from home. What, late March, I think it started, into April. And I'm wondering how many of you who have friends, and your husband is a pretty good example of this, I think, Victoria, who likely are going to continue to work from home for a long time, maybe indefinitely, because a lot of companies around here, I was driving up and down Route 9 yesterday, and I couldn't, which is the main sort of subhighway in my area, and almost every single building had space for rent, for lease. You wouldn't see, 5 months ago, you would not have seen any of these signs. And now, literally, I'm not kidding you, every single building has a for rent sign space available, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one of the things that is of the many that are changing. Whether it's for the better or not, I guess it depends on your point of view. I'm used to working from home because I have pretty much all of my professional career. I've worked in studios for sure, but when it comes to this program or the Forerunner, I've always done it in a, well, that's not true. I haven't always done it. When I was in Los Angeles, I did it from a studio. But for the most part, anyway, of the 32 years that I've been doing this morning syndicated gig, I would say probably six or seven came from a studio. The rest of the time it's always been from a home studio. So, and I've other businesses I've done from my home And it's, okay, so it's not a big deal. But for some people, it's very upending. Very uprooting. You have to be around your family all the time. I mean, I don't know how people who have young families actually do it, especially if they're doing homeschooling and stuff.
Yeah, they have to homeschool. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And this summer's going to be even worse because school will be over.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's true.
I see how it's working when I talk with my daughter and her husband and Miles on the Facebook, FaceTime. He's clearly getting antsy. They do go outside every day. They play and they, you know, they're learning and doing all kinds of stuff. He's a curious kid anyway, and he wants to be read to and watch things that are educationally based. But I can still, this kid's not a rambunctious necessarily kid. And he can, you know, you can just see. He's running around. At the end of the day, he's still running around. So, anyway, we'll see. I'll spend the weekend with him.
It's been really challenging for a lot of people. You know, most people today are a two-income household if there are two parents. Both parents work full-time. And that's in most cases. I'm not saying every. But and then if you've got kids who have to do homework, and if they're younger, and, you know, my best friend is a full-time teacher. She's teaching classes in one bedroom. They live in Manhattan. She's in her bedroom on you know, doing, like, teleschooling. She's teaching classes all day long. Her husband has a full-time job. He's a scientist, so he's in another room trying to help the two young kids with their homework, and he's also got a job to do. I don't know how they're even making it work, because it's an all-day, everyday
thing. In some circumstances, they have no choices, and they got to make it work.
I don't know
if I'd want to be put in that position.
No.
But it is a position. It's part of the reality of what's going on, like all of the other realities. Here's another one that we've been off and on talking about, whether voters should be allowed to vote by mail because of the virus. There was a court suit in Tennessee, and now the ruling is that the folks there are required to give all voters an option. If you want to vote by mail, then you take it. Judge made his ruling last week. She said limiting mail-in voting options would be a, quote, unreasonable burden on the fundamental right to vote, because Tennesseans would have to weigh the risk of getting sick with not voting. See, I think that's getting played up. I really think it's not.
But here's the thing. I don't think it's getting played up. I think it's good to have an option in place now.
I'm not saying that.
Second wave, no, but what I'm saying is, if the second wave is real, and if it hits this fall, then November, the beginning of November, you're going to be right in the heart of it. So I think if the second wave doesn't happen, most people will just go to the polls in person and vote.
All right. 46 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Even during the COVID-19 pandemic, regular dental visits are essential for oral health and are also important for overall health. That's why the American Dental Association is working to help dentists take science-based steps, in addition to their existing infection control procedures, in order to help protect patients and staff alike. Learn what you can expect at your next dental checkup at mouthhealthy.org/backtodentist. That's mouthhealthy.org/backtodentist.
How can you have a lawn that looks professionally landscaped just by mowing it yourself? It all starts with confidence and the right strategy. In a new video from Exmark called Mow Like a Pro, landscaping expert Brian Latimer walked show host and landscape designer Doug Scott through the finer points of lawn striping. Mow Like a Pro is just one element of backyard life, which helps homeowners make the most of their own backyard. To view them all for free, visit backyard.exmark.com.
A fun and exciting way to catch bass is on Top Water Lures. We will share tips for catching bass this way right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
Catching bass on topwater lures is very effective in low-light conditions, like early in the day or later in the evening. The wind dies down and the fish are actively feeding. When a bass hits your frog, buzz bait, walking bait, or popper, make sure you feel the fish before you set the hook. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
What are we coming back? All right, here we are, scooting along the couple of catch-up things here. The Buffalo police officers who were caught on video last week shoving that 75-year-old guy to the ground. Didn't he have to go to the hospital? He had a head injury or something?
His head was bleeding all over the sidewalk. He was in critical care. I think he's stable now, but... Yeah, it was just disgusting. There was no physical altercation whatsoever.
And then the cop just shoved him. I saw the video. Yeah. So that's the thing that we're talking about with regard to things, whether they get overblown or all the competing video or image in my mind when I saw that. Thankfully, if that's the right word, I'd seen a picture of the police in Framingham acknowledging and participating in a rally calling for equality, equal justice, whatever it is, in my hometown. So, see, I can weigh, here's this one image over here of abuse. And then there's another image over here of people who are working to help, keep things safe.
And there's some dead cops to talk about over the last couple of weeks. There have been police officers who have lost their lives during these protests. And so it's unfortunate because if you're out there in a crowd, these are the things that are going to happen. When you have all of these things and emotions built up, I don't know. I mean, it seems like that's the risk that the police are taking, and it's the risk that the people who go to the protests are taking.
Would you say that the toppling of the Confederate statue in Virginia fits into the demonstrators who decided they'd take it down? I don't know whether I'm going to guess they were mostly black, but I don't know that for a fact. What I found interesting, the thing that I chuckled about, was the announcement over the weekend that Snoop Dogg is going to vote for the first time in his life.
Yeah, but that's because he didn't know he could vote because he had a felony record for drugs.
Ah, okay,
so it's been expunged, and he didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. 49 hours. No, actually, 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tom, did anybody else call you that beside me?
Just you.
Just me.
Good.
I'm a uniquer. All right, Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend. But you know what? It's a fabulous 24-hour day, 7-day a week service. Got questions about what to do in your house. Like last week, Tommy helped me a lot. I've got pieces of brick falling off of my chimneys, and I want to know what to do, and Tommy set me on the right course. He can do that for you. You got a question? Right. I have an inside line. That's true. But he'll answer you as well as me. 800 Money Pit. And then there's the Money Pit newsletter. Talk about some of the tips. First things first, though, one of our listeners out in Oregon named Jenna has had problems with water. She got a leak in her ceiling and her walls around the chimney.
Yep.
So what does she do? How does she fix that?
Yeah, so she tells us that her contractor suggested that she should seal the chimney with silicone. So a couple of things come to mind. First of all,
silicone burn?
Yeah. Well, he's talking about the outside, I think.
Oh.
I don't know if he's talking about like silicone caulk between the flashing and the chimney or a silicone sealer, which goes over all the brick. But regardless, the way you address a leaking chimney, Jenna, is you start by, maybe not you, because this is, unless you're really comfortable with 2.5-story ladders,
handy.
You've got to look at the top of the chimney, because typically chimneys will get cracks in what's called the crown, which is the concrete sort of lip that goes between the flue liner and the outside of the brick. It's very thin when it's put on, and it will often crack, and when it does, it's an entry for water that can get into that space and then drip down and show up either on your ceiling or in your fireplace and so on. So you check the crown first. The second thing you check is the flashing around the outside of the chimney where it intersects with the roof. Now, typically, the best way to do this is with a two-piece system called flashing and then counter-flashing, when the first piece goes underneath the shingles and the second piece inserts into the brick. Usually they carve out a mortar joint and then folds over the bottom piece. And when that's done right, it allows the chimney to move separate from the roof. So if you have some wind, you have some expansion and contraction, it doesn't break the seal. The problem is that a lot of times contractors are looking for a quick fix. They'll put some sort of a sealant in that same space, almost try to tar it in or silicone it in, and that may last for a short period of time, but it will still most assuredly break free and then start to leak again. So you've got to assess it and do it right. And in terms of the brick sealer, not necessarily a bad idea, but it's not the first thing you do. Just make sure that the sealer that you choose is vapor permeable. What that means is that the moisture vapor can move in and out. Otherwise, the water will stay inside the chimney, and then in the winter it freezes and starts to chip off pieces of brick, and then your chimney starts to look like Doug's chimney that we fixed last week.
Yeah, fix that. One of the things about the money pit tip newsletter, I guess that's what it is. It's tips, full of tips. You got one in there that really rings home with me because I'm having a horrible season of allergies.
Yeah.
So you've listed 10 things to do to get allergy relief. And it's not, maybe that could appear, I suppose, in a medical tip sheet, a newsletter from some medical show, but I think this is very helpful because that stuff's all in your house. How do you keep it? You know, these screens aren't going to keep that stuff out, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, it's really a sort of a layers approach. There's different things that you can do, and they overlap. So we talk about, you know, locking out pollen and dealing with the mold and the mildew and the materials that are most prone to allergy sufferers having problems like carpets and that sort of thing. We talk about different types of air cleaners, which are, you know, most efficient and which aren't. And also attack some, you know, places that allergies hide that maybe you're not really thinking about. So
yeah.
We walk you through all the basics there in this week's newsletter. And also, we've got a new giveaway going on. Father's Day is pretty close, just around the corner. So we're giving away 10 sets of tools from Arrow Fasteners. Each set's worth $125.
I want one.
Once a day at moneypit.com. The DIY Dad Giveaway at moneypit.com.
DIY Dad Giveaway. You know, can we go back to the allergies? You also have something in the podcast that's pretty interesting. Planting a pollinator garden. How does that connect to pollen?
That doesn't really deal with the allergy side of it, but pollinators, we're talking about... planting a garden that honeybees will be attracted to. They're the pollinators.
Yep.
So a lot of folks love just to have gardens that these creatures will be attracted to. So there's certain types of flowers that you would choose for a space like that, and that is one of the topics that we cover in this week's edition of the Money Pit Podcast, now episode 2002. And you can subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, the same as you can get the DJV Show podcast, same way. A lot of things in here to help you around the home, for sure, help you with your own personal stuff. Great source for almost anything that has to do with your home. Check it out. MoneyPit.com is the website for Tom Kreitler. He and Leslie Segretti host this program every weekend. Check it out online. MoneyPit.com, 59 past the hour, DJV Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.